You think this has nothing to do with you.
Wait.
And that's from that movie.
That's from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I've never seen that.
Cerulean.
Really?
I've never
Cerulean.
Seen it.
It's a really, really
Cerulean.
Good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's really fun.
I've never seen a
That movie is about fashion and love. Today, we're going to be talking about 2026 fashion trends with my friends, Keith, Alex, and Tommy. Wait, did you want me to use your stage name?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. I'm hosting this, so just to let you guys know, I'm hosting this.
We could all host together.
No.
Unity.
We're not. No. So yeah, today we're talking about 2026 trends.
Nice.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does anyone have any hot takes?
I really think fedoras need to come back.
I have a whole fedora like situation at my house. Olivia, remember I used to wear them every day?
Is that where the feathers?
But hold on, but not a trilby.
Yes.
I used to wear fedoras every day. But one thing I do hate. This is something I truly hate. I hate a trilby.
Trilby.
That's where it's flat here, and then in the back it's round.
That's there's no need.
Oh, that's
like
terrible.
Fedoras and what are those berets? I think they really need to full blown come back for good.
I will say I saw a guy in a beret having a cocktail over New Year's, and I was like. That's sick. Yeah,
berets are a little bit more popular than fedoras. Fedoras got them energy, so I feel like it's kind of hard to escape that. But I remember I was really high on acid one night, and this guy was doing tricks with his fedora in his arm, and I was just like,
they need to come back.
And then he did like a weird hump towards me, and he was like, check out my Apple Watch, and I was like, we need this.
Wait, what is going on?
I was like, we need this whole person in the ecosystem now.
He was doing tricks with his hat.
Yeah, he's doing fedora tricks.
Put him in every social interaction. That's awesome.
You have a fashion hot take?
I think my fashion hot take is like, it's never too late to start experimenting and finding like what works for you, and you don't have to spend $1 billion to get there. Granted, some pieces are going to cost more than others, but like, I was finding my shit with just thrifting for so long. Mm. So it's like, I don't know. I know, I just like, there's some people that I'm like, oh, you could, like, if you want to, you could like, do more clothing shit with yourself if you want to. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind fun. Of like a, there's a like a privilege layer to it, and it's like a last step and like the ooh, but as you know, we're on camera and stuff, and so it's like, you know, I'm gonna fucking take the leap. So I don't know. It's never too late to start.
No, and you look incredible. You've been doing good. Yeah, we've been sending each other links and shit.
Like,
give me this. I'm like, here, send me some too. Yep.
I was like, where's that huge ass leather outfit from? Yes.
What about you, Keith? Any fashion hot takes?
I hate a trilby. I do hate a trilby. Mm-hmm. And I also, Olivia, you know I hate this. I hate when people wrap their jackets around their waist. That
oh
is a
my
pet
God.
Peeve of mine.
That makes me want to barf on
okay,
them.
Okay, okay. So we're on the same page.
Yes.
If I ever see any of you guys doing that, we're going to have problems.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have problems.
Wait, why?
Do you do that?
I was walking and it was too hot, but I walked from Glendale into Los Feliz. It was a long walk.
That's and
I was
long.
Like,
yeah, that's
it was like glaring sunlight. I was like, I'm not wearing this jacket. I'm just going to do it. I was like,
well, you know, the new way that people do it, as opposed to wrapping it around your waist, you take the sleeves and put them out and you swirl this around over and over until it becomes one bar. Log. And then you wrap it around sideways.
I do that.
Around oh, like wow. this.
That's so performative.
Yes.
But at least it's not around your fucking waist.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to counter that.
Okay.
I don't think that's bad.
Really?
Because you can do it with With the right outfit, it looks good. And it's like, and it's about, I really think that it's fine.
Maybe it's growing up gay and it's like, I don't know. It's giving like little gay dweeb having it wrapped around your waist. And so I'm like, I would never be caught dead being a little gay dweeb. I don't know.
And is it possible to be bald and hot?
Look at me. I just buzzed my shit yesterday. And I'm hot.
Have we heard of R bald?
Who?
Reddit, r/bald.
Yeah, r/bald.
I've heard of it, but I don't go
I think
on
people
there.
Just post photos and be like, should I rock this?
Yeah, it's
and
like
most people are like, yes,
stuff.
Do it. Yeah. And then they look better bald.
It's a support group for people like wanting to go bald.
Going
like
bald.
Supporting each
Poor
other.
Poor fellas need to just go bald. Mm-hmm. Like, commit. Listen, this hairline of mine, it's around for right now. But like we got bald caps on like a while ago for Bit City, and I was like,
yeah.
So yeah. Once it happens, I'm like,
if you don't also want to go through a bald cap, just throw a swim cap on. Who do you think the hottest bald person is?
Me.
Besides me. Oh, I mean Natalie Portman in that movie. Vendetta.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a hot, bald person.
Tyrese Gibson.
What's the guy
Michael
in Creed?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is...
Oh, well, he's...
He's hot. Beautiful. Well, okay, we're not talking about, like, hot people. We're talking about your assumptions about fashion and beauty in 2026. Oh. All right? All right, okay, that was the cold open, and here we are now. I'm Olivia Sway. We are doing assumptions about fashion trends in 2026, and we're going to start this intro over again. This is Keith, this is Alex, and this is Tommy. Let's go to the first assumption, all right?
Yes.
I am so sick of people trying to make Crocs fashionable.
You see this new Croc shit?
The Lego Crocs?
The Lego Crocs. No, they're dropping, like, I think next month. It's just like a big Lego
looks like
piece
a
with
big
a strap.
Lego brick.
Do you guys like it?
Meh.
I'm not going to wear them.
Listen, I can't speak on gimmick shoes because I love a gimmick shoe.
Oh my God, you can't say anything.
I can't speak on gimmick shoes, but I think Crocs are fine. I don't think they're a fashion statement by any means.
Yeah, it's not fashionable.
I don't think they're fashionable, but I think they're a very versatile,
comfortable,
good shoe.
That's I have had feet problems since I was like born, so I've had arch support. So
I'm
when
so
I wear
sorry.
Crocs,
you got like bunions?
No, not bunions. I got funions.
You got
funions.
But yeah, so I have to wear like supportive shoes, or else my like hips and knees buckle like pretty bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I wear Crocs, I ruin myself the next day. It's a very, very uncomfortable shoe and not practical in my opinion. But for people going outside to like clean their garden, like I guess.
You don't
I mean, I walk my dog in my Crocs.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take my trash out in my Crocs.
I thought when I was growing up, I thought Crocs were like nurse shoes, hospital shoes, mm-hmm. you know, and I was so against them. I took them and I was like, I would never wear them. And then I wore them. I was like, these are the most comfortable shits
they're
ever.
So
they're
so comfortable.
They're comfy.
They're really comfortable. I assume the whole performative male meme was engineered to stifle men from being creative. And what does performative male mean to you? Well, you see, I have a photo of Alex here dressed up as George Washington with a matcha and a MacBook and reading some book called Just a Guy.
Are you actually George Washington in this?
No, it was Alexander
Hamilton. Thomas Jefferson over here.
Wait.
Well, Alexander Hamilton, play, perform, intersection.
Yeah, there you go.
You about to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Have you seen the performative male meme where it's like a white guy with like a beanie and like, you know, an open jacket
and like drinks, like
like drinks.
Yeah, like I
literally this. No, I'm kidding.
I do perform. I have to be a performer.
Yes, hell yeah.
But it's like they're reading a book in the park to be like, see how sensitive I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the energy.
So, like, I do think I look at those guys and I was like, that's a fashion. That is a fashion choice. I'm into it. But it's like now if you walk around like that, there's going to be people like,
he's a performative male.
Yeah.
I mean, every single style of clothing, like, direction that you take does get branded, right?
Yeah.
Think about, like, the goths under the bridge dancing to hard style and, like, tech.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's their brand. You know, what are you? It could develop in like the next couple of years and be like a meme.
I'm listening to the Dune yell under a bridge.
I'm like, so a performative male is like a vibe that they want to give off to the public.
It's basically like a pick-me guy.
A pick-me guy. Okay. I don't think you guys are like that at all.
People constantly call me performative online because I am just like a little bit of a humanitarian, and people on specifically the shit app Twitter are insufferable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like to demand change, you have to be kind of lofty and like to, you know, have that. So people are always like, oh, he's so fucking performative. He's so fucking performative. And it kind of got like wrapped in this like negative connotation where it's like performative male is just like a dude reading a book, like a really, really attractive dude with a chihuahua at like a coffee shop reading a book where it's like, oh,
that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
But it's like performative now because it had this weird like negative connotations where he's like learning and trying to seem smart for the opposite gender.
Get out of here. Okay, another assumption. I'm so sick of there being a color of the year.
I heard that's a like a corporate created nonsense.
Mm. Like a Pantone, dip their little fingers in there.
Yeah, I heard that that's like a, I mean, listen, just like everyone, you'll read a headline and go, that's the truth. Mm. And then you puppet it online like right now. But I heard that that's like a, you know, it's a corporate thing.
But what are you talking about color of the year, like Brat? Because Brat was color of 2023.
You know
Brat?
What I think?
What
I,
is Brat?
Oh, it was 2024. You don't know Brat?
This is kind of Brat.
This is
you're
Brat.
Very Brat.
I'm
right
very
now.
Brat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
This
hell
is very
yeah.
Brat.
I'm like, guys. I'm like, I live under a rock. Honestly, I don't know what the hell's going
I'm
on
learning
in the
that.
World.
Honestly,
I really don't know shit.
Keep it that way. It's yeah. so no, much yeah, healthier.
I'm straight. Look, I look, and I need life. All the health I can take.
I don't think that there's going to be a color. I think there's going to be like a feeling and a vibe. And then maybe this year it's like similarly revolt vibe. Do you know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Like Clean Girl was also like an aesthetic and like, it's not like one color. It's just okay, like a okay, feeling, okay. it's an aesthetic.
Okay, yeah, yeah. okay, I feel you. I feel
yeah,
you.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's gonna be a color this year, but apparently there is. It's the color of the year is Cloud Dancer.
Which is white, which is like nothing white.
Okay, next assumption. People are way too fixated on bringing back some year or decade.
I like 70s.
I feel like all of it's back all at once right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understand that some people are like, we're bringing back, oh, like, mm-hmm. oh, they're bringing back big pants. Mm-hmm. It's the 90s. I'm a 40-year-old woman. You know? It's like, we hear you, and I get it. But it's like, it's all just kind of, like, happening over and over again. It's fine.
Yeah, I think everything's been done. You know what I mean?
So everything has been done. We're just doing the same thing over
exactly.
and over again.
Exactly.
There's already been a Keith and a Tommy in this room fucking 30 years ago.
Can I tell you one nostalgic shirt that I really don't like people wearing?
Yes.
It's like the Urban Outfitters shirt that says MTV.
Oh, like graphic t-shirts
that,
that are
so
like...
much.
I have one. I have like three. Like dead ass.
What about like Rock Tees?
If you like
Rock Tees are dope.
Okay, I think if you like the band, how incredible am I? I literally just said the assumption. Now we're going to the next one. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I do this all the time.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah. You can't wear a band t-shirt if you're not actually a fan of them.
Bullshit. I have, what is it, Master of Puppets? Which band is that? Master of...
Oh, no.
Master of Muppets? Which
I
one?
I doubt it's Master of Muppets.
Which one is it? whichever
Master
band it is, I have a hoodie that's cut off. And which band is it? I don't even...
Metallica,
yes, yes. I don't know Metallica music. I don't, but I definitely got one of them dope ass hoodies.
But everyone kind of knows Metallica.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I don't.
Give me one song. Give me one song. Like their most popular song.
I don't know. I don't listen to music, but when the song comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard this song like 100,000 times.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't go out of my way to like I need to memorize every song and cover art. You know, it's like I listen to Leve. Probably like every single day, and I don't know any of the names of her songs, but I can sing every single one of them.
What do you think about that?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, just if it's a cool shirt, wear a cool shirt, and then the band gets some like press off of it. Love that.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Like word of mouth.
I remember one time I like wore a shirt. I think it was the Master of Puppets or whatever the fuck it was, Metallica. I wore that shirt, and somebody was like, name like five Metallica songs.
Oh, that's so mean.
And I ended up naming like Earth, Wind, and Fire songs because I didn't know what
that's awesome.
I'm like, September, Let's Groove Tonight. Just like, they were like, oh, the people were like, I'm going to look them up. like, oh, fuck you. You don't know anything.
I have band shirts.
Yeah? What kind? Do you know?
I have Arctic Monkeys.
Nice.
I really like
that's
the
dope.
Strokes.
Cool. But do you listen to these people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also fine if you didn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It just looks good.
It's like, I feel like the ownership over, I understand ownership over like music people, like music that you really like, where you're like, I've been there from the beginning, name a song. But like, if someone's wearing a merch, I'll just be like, oh, cool. Thanks for rocking a shirt of someone I like.
Moving on to the next assumption. So tired of hearing people say navy or brown doesn't go with black. Are people saying that?
I feel like some people say that.
Wait, what is it?
Like, it's like a dark blue doesn't go with black, is what people say. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
the same thought. Yeah, it does.
You can make anything work.
You can make anything work, but I do think when you're wearing like a black like this, like I would never go out of my way to wear this on top.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it would just look... not right. I'd rather just wear double black.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. If this was like work jacket or like what is it called? Like a workman's jacket?
Like a painter's
Carhartt
jacket? Yeah, yeah. Like that would look good with like cool, but like
No, I don't.
But you're talking like a shirt, like a blue shirt with like black pants that would look.
Yeah, it was just, it just doesn't really go.
Oh yeah, yeah, like if this was like a shirt, like a button up with those pants. No,
yeah, that's
ugly.
Terrible. Oh, that's a bad look.
Disgusting.
Like I think
we've turned to no, you can't.
Oh.
Wait, what's happening?
Look, he has it on. I'm so sorry.
Is that how Mike is dressed? Your pants are washed, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're not wearing like a denim shirt.
Yeah.
That's, sorry. I'm over here like, yeah, that shit sucks.
And like, I was like, no, that works. Up. This works. You look great. You look really good.
You look good.
Dude, you look good.
It all goes together. It's great.
Oh my God.
You look really cool.
Sorry, threw you under the bus there.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, like, it's like I would rather just wear two darker pieces.
Yeah. Mm. I like when I was talking to my friends, like, I like when men wear just, they don't do too much.
Simple.
Just simple, like a black shirt. Black
I mean, a white tee.
A white tee.
With like, the
nice pants,
nice jeans, like blue baby jeans. Like,
never go out of style.
That is time and time again.
Yeah, classic.
Like a runner.
Or like a white tee with like cool, like maybe like the pants are black and it goes a little bit big wide.
Like a balloon pant?
Maybe not like that balloon, but
just
like,
a little more give.
Yeah.
So a full circle.
Yeah. And like a nice like jacket. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Like a classic Silver Lake guy.
It's kind of AKA performative male.
Performative male.
We've circled
back to performative male clothing.
Okay. Moving on. People should stop getting plastic surgery. It's ruining our society.
Hold on. Wait, what? What is that?
Facial fashion.
Facial fashion.
They're not wrong.
This is my thing. I'm so for, if you want to change something about yourself, do it.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to go to Korea and go get like salmon semen injected in my face.
Don't
and
do
get
it.
Like one of those like color things and like.
Salmon semen?
Yeah. They inject.
I want some fish sperm in my face.
No,
this is a thing.
I've also heard really bad things can like happen to your skin.
Well, of course.
There's a lot of bad things going on in the world.
You're
put it in my body.
Fish sperm in your face. That person that's, I mean, there's several of them that have like tattooed their eyeballs black and they have like their tongues cut in half and they're like tattooed
like
top to bottom. I'm like, do it.
One of my friends actually split her tongue.
Yeah, I'm like, do it. Why
and
not?
She like
I
does
don't care.
Videos and she's like,
oh gosh.
Sorry if that's super woke, but I don't care what you do with your body.
Exactly.
It's like, do it. I don't care.
I support it.
I totally agree with you guys with regards to like the do whatever the f you
like
want.
Like body mods. Situation.
But I will say, like, I feel like societal norms in this day and age is a little bit like it's unreal scenarios where it's like the hottest of hottest people are like out of pocket hot. And it's like if that is what is deemed desired.
That's what people are going to go.
Yeah, that's what people are going to go. Mm-hmm. And it's like if it's unrealistic, it's just unhealthy with that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like do whatever the f- you want to your body. Like. I'm definitely going to get Baby No Money tattooed on my ass one day. Just like, I don't know when, right? So it's like, I want to do that. I don't know when. But
you should do it.
I also want the fucking salmon semen in my face.
Yeah.
And I don't care what
it's
you
a spectrum.
Say.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever.
So you think, you're going to do like BBN asshole dollar sign? I think that'd be really fun.
And by the way,
it'd be a little asymmetrical, but it'd be fun if you spread it open and you're like, oh, that's me.
That's fucking crazy.
Now you gotta do it.
Now you gotta do it. Hey, comment below. Hey, like this video if you should do that.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of that, transition. Clothes only look good if you're in perfect shape.
No, not at all. No, there's tons of ways to style yourself, no matter your size and shape.
Exactly.
Like, there's so much cool shit you can do with clothing.
What do you guys think of wearing clothes that are perfectly fit? To
oversized.
Your body.
Oversized.
But you can do oversized that fits your body.
For sure. Right?
How important is the fit on your body versus...
It truly depends. Like today. Usually,
this fits well.
This fits well, right? Usually I do wear oversized shit. I wear big shit, flowy shit. You know, I feel godly when I wear it. You know?
That's also a good fit for you.
There is, however, like lesser options sometimes for like larger people or people who have like I got a big ass butt and like my hips are like
big booty.
And like when I was like, you know, 30-ish pounds heavier, 40 pounds heavier, whatever, it was like a lot of pants don't want to fit that body. Because, like, a lot of, like, traditional male body is, like, your hip, you know, no butt, nothing there. And, like, you know, wide shoulders. But if you're built like a rectangle and you got a big old dompy, you got to, like, figure out how to build. And it took me, like, 3 years of, you know, figuring that out. And I still wear, like, the clothes that, like, fit in that way. And it's you just have to, like, learn how to style yourself. There's just less choices. Like, it's a challenge, but it's not impossible.
Okay, here's another assumption. Okay. Textures, beads, and feathers will make a comeback in 2026.
They better.
Hold on, they were out of style?
Yeah, I don't... Why were they out of style?
Yeah, I didn't know they were feathers out of style.
I will say feathers have not been...
Really?
Remember the
I've not seen feather many. In my hat. Like a big fedora.
Yankee Doodle?
Yeah, like I will put, I'm telling you.
Did
like,
you go to town? My guy, like a feather. How many ponies do you have?
I like a feather in my hat. What's wrong with that?
No, there's not. I just like that.
If you style it right, it works.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it never left. Mm. It's just not as like socially popular, I guess.
Mm. I'm all about texture. I love a texture. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm sick of just like
black. Yeah, textures. Beads.
It's like I need
beads.
Or like really, really like top embroidery with like small little like
beads. Like a Bodhi shirt.
Yeah, I have a Bodhi jacket that is like every single location in the world with like embroidery with little beads. Yeah, it's cool.
That's cool.
That sounds dope.
It doesn't even fit me, but it's cool.
I'll take it. Cool.
You'll probably sell out on the real.
Yeah, on the low.
Okay, another assumption is grow up and buy some leather shoes. Stop wearing Nikes.
I mean, I have on boots, leather boots.
I'm wearing a big piece of plastic that hurts my feet when I'm sitting down.
It hurts?
Of course. They're not, I'm not going to say it. I love these shoes, but they're not for wearing.
There's no like, so how did you put your foot inside?
Shove them in, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no like zipper?
No, you shove them in.
Oh, at least they're like soft.
No, they give a little bit of give, but like they're squishing my big fat foot.
You have socks on to protect your shins.
Yeah. I have the socks on that have pads in so that I don't hurt my feet. See? But anyway, leather shoes, what are they talking about?
This is 1995? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, wearing leather shoes?
That's weird.
Up.
Like Doc Martens from like a Nike pipeline? Like, I don't get it. I'm sorry. Like,
we're back to performative male.
I will constantly wear sneakers because they are more comfortable than anything else you will ever put
your foot in. I love sneakers.
Yeah, it's like,
wear whatever shoes work with your outfit.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. And sneakers always work with any outfit.
That's not true.
It's true.
Really?
It depends 100%. On the sneaker.
There we go.
If you're wearing...
It can't just be any sneaker.
Like, okay, like a 990s from New Balance works with literally every single outfit.
No, I got some...
You wear a dress, like an over-the-top dress, put 990s on, people are like, that's bold.
That's a statement for sure.
Do you like Uggs?
I like the low top ones.
Okay,
I don't like the high top because it like... Fall girl. Too much. But Uggs are incredibly comfy.
Next assumption. Should more clubs gatekeep people's clothes at the door?
Never been to Berlin. I know they're that one club.
Bergheim,
yeah. They're like, you gotta look cool or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah. I actually hate that because I remember trying to go somewhere. It was like some like bar or club and I had on shorts. And I mean, mind you, the outfit was cold, but it was just really nice. It looked really cool. Mm. But I had on shorts. They're like, you can't come in. I was like, dude, I'm not like just wearing some bullshit like touristy shorts. You know what I mean? Like this is like a nice ass outfit.
Yeah, maybe like trouser shorts.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They were like, no, man, I'm sorry. I can't let you in. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's like, I don't like that.
I had the same thing happen. I had white shoes on. And they're like,
that's crazy.
That's insane.
This is an LA club that wants to be fucking Bergheim. I was wearing like a black outfit. Mm. I had a trench coat on. My trench coat isn't black, but that wasn't the issue. I was wearing white shoes with like a black outfit it's like a kind of mismatch outfit, but it was just like a casual city walk.
Yeah.
Walking through the city kind of thing. They were like, it's the shoes.
What?
I was like, okay.
That's insane.
I was like, I'll go spray paint them real quick. I was like, what? Yeah, so I feel like gatekeeping because of your clothes is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let people
unless you're naked, then get out of my club.
That makes sense.
Another assumption, men should learn how to properly wear a skirt.
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I'm all for it.
Skirts are sick.
I recently saw, like, just because I like to, like, try new things. I didn't go all the way, but I had on a very long shirt, and the way that it was cut, it just looked like a skirt. I had on like shorts underneath it because I was scared to like go for it, but it was like, I loved it. It mm-hmm. felt good, you know, like people on the street were like, oh, you got on a skirt. I'm like, yeah, I'm bottoms. You know, but it felt good. It was definitely, I was spring balling in that bitch, kinda.
Yeah, I was in Glasgow, like, I think 2 years ago or last year, and I was like, all right, I guess I gotta wear a skirt. And there's just so much ventilation. Like, it's fantastic.
Classic.
Like, yeah, it's really nice. You just make sure you cross your legs and you're good to go. Yeah.
No, I'll keep mine open, dog.
Would you wear a skirt?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You haven't, though.
I don't know if that's true.
But, like, not like...
I can't, like, think of a time, but, like, yeah. I did a little, like, gender fuck era. Yes. I wasn't on camera yet, so no one caught it. But, yeah, I tried some interesting... blouses yes. for a while.
Love.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, now we're going to move on to this other segment. Very excited about it. We're going to go to our segment where we decide if a fit is cringe or iconic.
Okay.
Wow, we're really going full black and white with them. Cringe or iconic.
We're fashion police over here.
Insane. That's, I would wear the shit out of that.
That's so crazy.
I really don't like this.
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Who is that?
That's Lil Nas. He's covered head to toe in silver glitter. Silver necklace on, face mask also silver thing. Mm.
Silver surfer.
Silver everyone, big giant heels.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If this wasn't the Met Gala, I would be like, no, absolutely no shot. But the Met Gala is exclusively for mm-hmm. wearing an art piece.
Yeah.
For sure.
So this is more of a look than an outfit.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. the actual pieces of clothing are like an underwear piece and a necklace and like a facial like mask thing mm-hmm. and that's awesome and that's an awesome look and I love it. I don't think it's an outfit.
Yeah.
Nor do I think it's cringe. It just isn't.
It's not my vibe.
I'm going cringe. I'm going cringe. Yes. I don't know what it is, but I don't like that.
Okay, next.
Hassan Piker looking dandy with like capris with high socks.
I don't know who the hell this guy is.
He's a politician, streamer.
And is wearing a t-shirt that says make the rich pay. While he posted this, I remember there was a ton of uproar on Twitter because he is rich. And he posted this photo. And then he's also wearing a photo that says, I met God, she's black, with a black person in the photo.
Who's pointing at the shirt.
It seems like there's about a four-year gap difference or some, a couple-year gap difference. And he's like wearing the exact same like pant structure.
I hate this so much.
Not every photo can be good, Hassan. I'm sorry, we're all cooking your ass.
He looks phenomenal. What he's wearing lately has been awesome. Although there was one picture where I was like, pants too big.
I gotta see who this person is.
I don't know who he is.
Hassan Piker. He went to Tokyo one time and came back full different panted.
Oh damn.
Different panted.
It's just what happens. You go to Tokyo and you're like, oh wow. But I understand comfort.
But is that authentic to him though? Because this feels like authentic to him. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to say somewhere in the middle is authentic to him.
Like, I don't like when people are not authentic.
God, someone has to send this to him. He's going to.
Now you have a new style. Like, why'd you switch up like that? Like, obviously, this is what you like.
That's. Olivia, you're going to probably meet him one day.
Okay.
Probably watch this on his stream for 2 seconds and go, huh? And then move on.
No, I think this also brings up to another. It's like wear things that are authentic to you.
I think he's doing that now.
Oh, he is.
I think.
Well, you just said he went to Japan and came back.
Well, yeah.
He looks different now.
But I think I think he's finding the middle ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, this had to go, so I'm glad he found something else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you're really nice.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
You're a great guy. I'm sorry.
Who is this?
The onceler?
The onceler. Okay.
The
onceler. The onceler.
One thing about it, I hate a top hat, y'all. I do hate a top hat.
No, the ones Pharrell was wearing, like,
well, that was
like
different.
20 years ago, that shit was insane.
That was fire. I'm down.
Well, look at this top hat. That's a giant top hat.
No. That was like taller than Pharrell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then I like that.
I honestly love the coat. the fit of that coat is cute.
Yeah, I'd wear the shit out of this.
And
also,
the
gloves. Like look at the collar. It's like popping insane.
I'm half on board with it. Mm. Half on board.
I think he just needs to be like more giga chatted out with the.
I want it to be like I want the shoulders to be even further. I know it's going to be more exaggerated mm-hmm. than what it is. This mm-hmm. is a little too like look at me over here, and I don't care. Yeah.
Albeit, I do think that this is his like everyday outfit.
Okay, well that's hot.
Yeah.
Next.
Shrek 2. Okay.
Why would she ask
the doll? Listen,
Fierce.
she's wearing this to work.
Fierce.
It's a dimly lit bar. She's at work. She's Fierce. Wearing her dress.
Yeah.
Let her wear it.
Love.
I will say she could use a necklace.
Yeah.
That's got a lot of real estate yes. right here. Yes. She could use a necklace.
I was like, something is missing.
Or it's like some long earrings to elongate.
Yeah. Doris falls in love with the dragon, right?
Donkey falls in love with the dragon?
Donkey. Did. Yeah.
No one falls in love with Doris.
No one?
I don't
Are you
so.
Sure? Can we but take a moment of silence for Doris? Dochi?
Dochi's crazy.
That shit rocked.
Yeah,
that
cheers.
Shit rocked.
Dochi had 10 out of 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10, yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, this is
that
really cool.
That was so
yeah.
dope.
Yeah.
What is the concept? It's just a...
It's just a big old pant
is
skirt
it Tom
thing.
Brown?
Man, anything Dochi
yeah,
does
Tom
works
Brown.
For me.
Absolutely.
Like, she can literally
she had,
up.
She had a big old suit
yes,
for
yes.
one of the award shows. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh,
yes.
Best part of this is the little vest on the shoes.
Oh my God, so cute.
Wow.
What vest?
The little, like, fake vest on the shoes.
Dude, also look at the
That's
things
insane.
On
oh
her
my God.
Feet.
She's got little, like,
Bells.
Little doodly-doos
wow.
in the back.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it has to be Tom Brown.
Oh, it's Tom
sense.
Brown.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, next.
JoJo Siwa, baby.
Honestly,
I don't care. Just, if that makes
you
happy.
The thing I will say is everyone thinks she is cringe, but
oh,
she's
really?
Not.
I don't think
because she doesn't give a
Yeah.
When you pass that level of like higher
I see what
thinking,
you mean.
You're free.
She's free. Yeah.
Embrace
I think
the
she's
cringe
free.
She's
free.
Free. She's free. But there's a little cringe in there, y'all.
No, I think
like
she's
I like
free.
Her. I f with it, but there's a little cringe. I can like somebody that's cringy.
Sure.
You know?
I think this outfit, if I'm gonna look at it removed from the culture of this moment, it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
And all of it's kind of bad.
That's what
however,
I'm saying.
However, like, JoJo Siwa was like, yeah. I'm wearing all black now. And it's like, okay, but you've made one of the hardest things to look at visually, which means people can draw it, people can replicate it. Like, it's a very smart move. Therefore, it's an iconic outfit for me.
What do you think it's costed her?
Probably like $3,000, I'm going to bet.
I think maybe 5.
Because it feels a little more custom, maybe.
Maybe 5.
The makeup, probably $5.
Shut the f-
okay,
up.
Okay, next.
Pain.
I have an eyeliner pen. I could do this.
Janelle Monáe?
This is the hardest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Janelle Monáe's also always been doing this.
Dolce and Janelle Monáe, same thing. She has on like a what is it? I don't even know what to describe.
She looks like a newspaper.
Yeah, it's
oh
like a half
God.
Red, half black.
The Monopoly
dress.
Man.
Oh, yes.
Monopoly Man. This is like mm-hmm. a cool Monopoly Man. Is that
also,
an eye patch? That's awesome.
It's tailored to her body so well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I
See,
think,
that's,
yeah.
That's the trick with the two of them is they have clothes that fit them so
yes,
well.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's got to fit.
And the big bag.
Wow, I want this.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The hat, it's, perfectly
see,
tilted.
Fedoras will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's not a fedora, but like...
It's amazing.
It's a bowler cap.
Oh, cutie.
Rosalina
from Mario Kart World. Okay. Cutie tootie. I think the gloves are kind of chopping her off a bit. I feel like the gloves could be less long.
Yeah.
They're like all the way up to her pit.
I don't like
but
it.
But it's cute. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like
Good
it.
Good for her. She is the princess of the universe or whatever, so I'm going to let her do whatever she
I like
she
the
wants.
Studs in the hair.
I like the shoes the most.
Yeah, that's
How like tight does your hair have to be to put like full diamonds in them?
Wait, actually, I think that's a cute look. Like hair like this and then just little jewels.
It's cute.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's
it's cute.
That's cute. Okay. Next one.
Lewis Griffin.
Baddie.
She
looked good.
That's good. Baddie,
she get what she wants.
I love those pink Uggs. I want those.
Actually, pink Uggs, tiny
I would actually wear this. I would wear this.
Yeah, this goes hard.
This is a hot, this is a hot look. I love this.
I would say only just change the earrings to something more like fetch.
What, you don't like hoops?
Well, they look like moons.
Dangles.
Oh, yeah. That ain't right.
Okay.
I didn't see the dangles.
Okay, love you, Lewis.
Maybe like dice.
Dice. Oh, that's
nice.
That's
pretty cool.
That's fire.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like his music.
One of the better songwriters in the world. I know he's definitely a chill guy, and now he's shredded as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I have no complaints. I will never shit talk Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's great. He's
yeah.
great.
There's something really like cute endearing. And endearing about this, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, like when a 5-year-old boy.
I think it's cute. Iconic.
Only, back to Sandler.
Only iconic. Adam Sandler can wear a puffer jacket, some like shorts, basketball shorts, white socks.
But we can agree this is like nonsense, right?
Yes, no. But only he can do that.
No, it's not. It's perfect. It's literally who he is.
Okay, because it matches.
That's, it's authentic to him.
It's authentic. I think
and
you
that's
need to
the
dress
lesson, kids.
Yes,
that's
dress
the lesson.
Authentically.
It's just like, I know exactly why he's wearing this.
Because he's cold.
No, comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this so this is what I've been thinking about recently. Actors don't have to be on social media, so they never actually have to dress important.
Exactly.
So it's like, why don't actors exclusively dress like this? The only recent actor that I would say has like mainstream success is Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, yeah,
like utilizes social media to like popularize his like status.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you've never seen like DiCaprio, and he's always wearing shit like this too.
Yep.
Like DiCaprio's always wearing like
whatever,
like baseball golfing
cap,
shit.
Yeah.
But I also think maybe it might be a different era.
True.
Like
surely.
I think people also, like Jacob Elordi has become an icon with his like clothes, like where the bags, and people actually like look at him and try to emulate that style now. Mm-hmm.
Pomni, the Amazing Digital
cute.
Circus.
I really
cute.
Like it.
Very
I mean,
colorful,
so
very
cute.
Fun.
I love.
Cringe.
Looks like a,
it's like a jester.
It's a work uniform.
Cutie, I can't even. Yeah.
You like? I think you like the character Olivia. You like the character.
I think the character.
Yeah, yeah, she thinks it's cute.
Would I ever wear this in public?
Oh,
no.
If you
did
this
I wear this? Did I wear this and post it like 17 TikToks in one day?
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Me. Okay, you knew that was coming.
Stop.
I did not know it was coming.
Stop.
I simply knew that was coming.
So yeah, like pretty good, right?
No, it looks great.
That's fire. It's looking
fire. No, I don't know. I'm really scared.
See, you liked
I'm
it the
scared.
Other way around? I didn't like it the other way.
I can get
down with this.
I like this.
You like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3D image. I'm a human being.
I'm fuck with this.
There's not much I can do.
Why were you dressed up as this?
Why not?
Okay. That's good enough for me.
The show is show is really, really fun.
And the thing is, it's authentic to you.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I like that. So I think what we learned is that just dress the way that's authentic to you, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Just wear what you like.
Exactly. Wear what you like.
Find what works for your bod.
Exactly.
Experiment. Be
and
free.
And Hassan, go back to your original clothing style.
Hassan, I want to see tight little pants, shirt with annoying message. Go.